Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share an inspiration this morning out of one of my favorite passages of Scripture. In Romans chapter 12, and we all know the first couple of verses of Romans chapter 12, about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service, not being conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. But what I'd like to do is look this morning at Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and on from there. What we find here is what it is to be a living sacrifice. The definition of living a life of humility and truly a working pattern for the life of being dead to self. And so, firstly, he says here in verse 3, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And that's the problem in today's world. It's the problem in the secular world. It's the problem in the church world. It's the problem, and I don't know if it's an international problem, but it certainly is a problem here in the United States, that men and women think of themselves more highly than they ought to think. You know, we need to think soberly. We need to realize that what we are is the living sacrifice given to the Almighty God. And then here's why in verse 4. "For as we have many members in our body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members of another." And you see, when a man begins to think too highly of himself, he begins to think that there is not a need of others. That, well, I am the most important part of the body. Perhaps I'm even the only part of the body. But it's not a humble way of thinking. It's not that humility that really is what a living sacrifice is. And not valuing others is really a sin as well. All right, and I would like to then jump down here. Verse 16, "Be of the same mind one toward another. Minds not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." Do you see how it ties together? Minding high things, thinking I'm wise in my own ways, and failure to condescend to men of low estate is the failure of humility. It's the failure of humility. If I'm looking down on another and saying, well, I'm a higher person than them, it's the failure of humility. And finally, verse 19, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Hand in hand with humility is death to self. You know, the only way that we can avenge not ourselves, the only way that we can accept evil and not return evil for evil, is if self is dead. And truly, those are the ones that God looks upon and says, "This is my servant." So what a blessing it is to walk in that. And I encourage you here this morning that God would take these words and put them in your heart, and that you would take them and say, "That is really my goal and my desire. And my heart is to present my body a living sacrifice." So God bless you this morning.